Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Gregory Z. Smith. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for inviting me. I always have a pleasure being on the show with you.
You're welcome. Well, there's a lot of changes since our last interview. How's the Doña Ana Arts Council responding to our current global pandemic?
Well, thank you for asking. It really is a major shift, and of course, we've had to operate from home. But we are now with one person in the office each day, 9 to 5. The rest of us are still working from home and occasionally coming in. But if people want to come in and see the gallery or check on things, we are asking that everyone wear a mask coming in. We do have a couple of them at the desk if people need them when they get there. But we're asking everyone to wear a mask, but you can come in. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 9 in the morning to 5 in the evening.
And there's a new gallery exhibit.
There is. We have three wonderful artists in there. There are three very different approaches to things, and just really exciting. We've got some of that virtually available online at our website at theaarts.org. Information there, but we also have some photographs from some of the things that are in the exhibit so people can get a little preview before they come in.
And you're located at the Mercado,
Calle del Mercado and Mesilla in the Bulletin Plaza. We're right next door to the Las Cruces Bulletin and across from Acton Academy and the Las Cruces Academy. So we've got a lot going on in our little corner of the world.
And there's a new virtual gallery also on your website.
That's correct. We're trying to do more things online. So we have been doing some Zoom classes and Zoom meetings so that we can continue to provide information and opportunities to connect. A couple of classes, the Feed Your Mind classes and some others are happening with Zoom. And as we're getting ready then to go into being able to have classes in person again, we're going to back them up or have opportunities for people who miss the classes to see them with Zoom. So we're expanding basically beyond what we used to do with what we're learning during the virus.
And how has that affected the artists in the community?
I think the artists are also very creative people, and so they're working on different ways. We have one artist who's doing a watercolor class with us, and at first she was very apprehensive about doing that with the Zoom capabilities, but once she got the hang of it, she's like, I'm ready to do another one. So that's Sally Quillen do the watercolor class.
Kathleen Key, World Impressionism.
Kathleen's jumped in, just very enthusiastically and been doing that. She's got several others going. And then we've got Nicholas Dahl, who's also been doing some Feed Your Mind classes. So that's very exciting.
And there's no charge to students, right?
At this point, we're not charging for the classes that we're doing via Zoom. What we will ask is that we've got a couple of classes that are starting up where we're going to be asking people to make a donation if they wish. And then we'll start back up with classes that will be charging for simply because they cost us to put them on. And this is, of course, to help support the work that we do with the Arts Council, including the summer camps, the summer art camps that the young people are doing.
And there's a new modified version of summer camp in July.
It is very modified. Normally we have three different camps, and this year we were not able to do the Missoula Children's Theater Camp, but they do have some things on their website that young people can do, and so we've got a link to that on our website, and we are not able to do the Opera Storytellers Camp this year, but what we are doing are two of the Career Art Paths camps, and so each one will be a week long, basically the same curriculum or same opportunities at each of these. So we'll have different young people participating each week, but the weeks of July 6th through the 10th and July 13th through the 17th, young people can sign up. And it's a combination of things that the young people can do, a variety of things with the camp. There will be activities together online via Zoom. But there will also be some independent activities like plein air and maybe little field trips, things like that, that they can do with their families so that it's not all sitting at the computer. We know that there's a little bit of burnout going on with that for the young people at the moment. So that will be available. We can take up to 40 students per group each of those 2 weeks, and it'll be $40 per student.
And the students are from kindergarten through grade 12, right?
That's correct. Keep everybody engaged and provide them with exciting opportunities. And as you said, it's very different this year, but we've already heard a lot of interest from various families who have either done it in the past or want to be sure to do it this year.
The Career Art Path, there's two sessions in July.
That's correct. Normally that would have been a two-week camp, and this year, because of the way we're having to do it this year, we decided to break that up into two separate 1 week camps, basically trying to offer the same opportunities at each of the camps. So it really wouldn't be something that you'd take 1 week and then come back and take the other week. We're expecting a totally different group of young people each week. But there will be looking at how you can use art in set design, how you can work on designs for costumes and fashion. Also plein air, painting outside or doing art outside, and conversations with different artists in our community. So there's a lot of exciting things that are being planned for that, and I think it will be exciting for young people, but it will be very different from how we've done it in the past.
And they can register at your website as well.
They can register at the website. They can also call us up at 575-523-6403. And communicate with Linda or Karen, whoever might answer the phone, depending on who's in the office that day. But basically, we want to be sure everybody has an opportunity. And if a family feels that they aren't able to pay the $40, then talk to us about the available scholarships.
And then there's the Las Cruces Space Festival Art Show, Dawn of Discovery Student Challenge.
That is also very exciting because they were all set to do the festival this year and ended up having to shift gears on that. And so we've gone to sort of a virtual thing for the time being now. But that collaboration between the Space Festival and the Arts Council is an exciting one. And certainly some very neat art has come in for that virtual gallery tour. That I think people will enjoy looking at and seeing different ways that people look at space from here in our part of the world.
Well, it's exciting since we had two astronauts go up in space just recently.
That's true. It was very timely. It was not quite the same as watching back in 1969 when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, but there was a lot of that same kind of excitement and feeling watching them launch. And I didn't actually see them climb through the port into the International Space Station, but I did see the launch, and that was very, very exciting.
So students can submit their responses and the art through July 1st, the Las Cruces Space Festival
Art Show. Space Festival information is on the website. There are all kinds of things there. We hope people will take some time and look through and see all the things that are there.
There's so much going on, and then you're going to be having a celebration next year, which is really exciting, the 50-year anniversary of the Doña Ana Arts Council. Tell me about it.
Well, we are going to do something a little different. I mean, we of course, the Renaissance Fair is just an institution here, and so a lot of people love going to that. And this year will be different, of course, with ongoing concerns about the virus and what people can do. But we're hoping to have our 49th at Young Park again this year, but we're still waiting to see exactly what we'll be able to do. So we're hoping this year can be sort of a preview. We're looking forward to next year being able to talk about what was going on in North and South America 500 years ago, as well as what was going on in Europe. The Renaissance was kind of in high gear in Europe, particularly in Italy, but in a number of places in Europe 500 years ago. And there were art and activities, of course, going on here in the Americas as well. So we want to put a focus on those kinds of things. And also what resulted, have a young man, Nicholas Dahl, who's going to be looking into more information about the retablos and things like that, that were sort of a mix of the two cultures' art forms happening after the Europeans arrived in the Americas. So a lot of things that we're going to try to build on to make it a very unique celebratory 50th anniversary for the Renaissance Arts Fair in 2021, but also looking at the 500 years that we've had art, both European and American, happening in our region and in our part of the world.
And Las Cruces Doña Ana Arts Council has a great deal to do with helping our local art lovers enjoy art.
We are in a variety of ways, of course, not just in what's available in the gallery, but we're also looking at when we can have musical performances again. We've had some great chamber concerts in the gallery. And that, of course, will have to be a much slower thing because we're trying to maintain distance and those kinds of things. But the performing arts, music, a variety of visual arts and other arts, we're looking at ways that we can connect for all of that in our community. So 2021 is going to be an exciting year, and I think we're going to make the most of what remains of 2020 as well.
Looking back at the changes for the entire year, thank you so much again, Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Gregory Z. Smith.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.